Residents in Anchorage are organizing to change the city's response to homelessness. They say the current approach is too narrowly focused on long-term housing and has allowed lawless camps to persist along popular trails. The frustration has turned once sleepy public meetings into increasingly contentious events. And as Alaska Public Media's Zachariah Hughes reports, one couple is at the center of it all.
The Anchorage Assembly's Committee on Homelessness used to be kind of dull. It was where members would get briefed on data and observe elaborate flowcharts of social service programs. Occasionally, a member of the public would share their piece about an issue giving them grief. But now, those same committee meetings have become, frankly, dramatic.
All right, let's go ahead and get this regular Assembly Committee on Homelessness to order.
The meetings are packed, routinely a standing room only affair. A group of older residents, many of them retired and active in community councils, has started filling out the audience, grumbling, testifying, and chiding assembly members if they don't speak loudly enough. Russ Webb and his wife, Stephanie Rhodes, are at the front of the fight. Webb's frustration peaked at a recent meeting over a set of policy proposals the assembly has continually delayed taking up.
I would have brought that draft proposal to this committee for discussion today.
Webb and Rhodes are unlikely antagonists in a fight over homeless issues. Both voted for Mayor Ethan Berkowitz. Webb even maxed out his contributions to the re-election campaign. Before retiring, both had long careers working for the state on topics like mental health, homelessness, and substance abuse. Now, with more time on their hands, they're working long hours to try to shape the city's response to the issue. Speaking at home in the well-to-do South Addition neighborhood between downtown and the Chester Creek Trail, Webb explains the 12-point plan for dealing with nearby homeless camps he submitted to the assembly.
The proposals are intended to push the municipality to develop a system to actually comprehensively and continuously identify camps, engage campers, move folks who need help to the systems that will help them, and to enforce the prohibitions against all the public nuisances within and emanating from the camps.
Webb is extremely organized. The 12 points touch on everything from adjustments to municipal code, expanding shelter options, increasing funding for specific jobs, and even thinning vegetation along trails in order to improve sight lines. Rhodes is a former judge who helped establish a mental health court, and she knows what illness, substance abuse, and personal tragedy look like. She says the people she encounters in the camps, though, don't all fit into those categories.
There is a tremendous pocket of crime that is a subset of the folks who are camping.
The couple know the camps better than most. They go in, take pictures, talk with people, sometimes get into arguments, and have generally tried to educate themselves about what's happening on the trail system they so frequently use. Their main criticism is that the administration has become overly focused on getting hard-to-house residents into permanent housing and connected with social services, and they say that's come at the expense of effectively curbing illegal camping that is ruining residential life and allowing misery to go unchecked in the woods.
It's just too slow of a process to be able to adequately address the encampments and the issues that are impacting the community.
Since coming into office, Mayor Ethan Berkowitz's administration has made progress on a housing-first model that creates new permanent residential units. The administration says its policies have helped more than 300 people get into housing over the last few years. They have plans to roughly double that figure by 2021. City Homelessness Coordinator Nancy Burke says their actions are making progress on the issue, even though that isn't always readily visible to residents.
We agree. There is not enough that's happening. However, in the last 3 years, we've built a foundation for us to take the camp abatement process and actually assisting people to move out of those locations.
Burke points out the administration and assembly recently revised the city's strategy for evicting campers. It increased waste removal by public employees and improved data collection on where camps are being established. She says the city is constantly trying to balance the demands of residents for clean, safe public parks with respect for campers' civil rights.
We have chosen to focus on the solutions that will end this problem for Anchorage, so we're not having this same conversation in 5 years.
Recently, Burke's been at community council meetings around town where residents are discussing support for the 12-point plan. All measures, though, she stresses, need to be part of the broader public process. In Anchorage, I'm Zachariah Hughes.